אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 524, מאמרי שמעתי, מאמר ט', מהו ג' דברים שמרהיבים דעתו של אדם בעבודה. אתם מוזמנים להיכנס לאתר שלנו, kab.co.il, שם תוכלו גם למצוא את המאמר וגם לשלוח אלינו שאלות. שאלות נבהרות בנושאים המדוברים בשיעור תשאלנה כאן. שמעתי ט', מהו ג' דברים שמרהיבים דעתו של אדם בעבודה. הזוהר הקדוש מפרש מה שאמרו חז"ל, ג' דברים מרחיבים דעתו של אדם, והם אישה נאה, דירה נאה וכלים נאים. ואומר, אישה נאה היינו השכינה הקדושה. דירה נאה זה ליבו, וכלים זה איבריו. עד כאן לשונו. ויש לפרש, שאין השכינה הקדושה יכולה להתגלות בצורה האמיתית, שהיא בבחינת חן ויופי, אלא בזמן שיש לו כלים נעים, שהם האיברים הנמשכים מן הלב. זאת אומרת, שהאדם צריך מקודם לטהר את ליבו, שיהיה דירה נאה, בזה שהוא מבטל את הרצון לקבל לעצמו. הוא מרגיל עצמו לעבוד, שכל מעשיו יהיו רק בעל מנת להשפיע, שמזה נמשך כלים נעים. היינו, שהרצונות שלו, הנקראים כלים, יהיו נקיים מבחינת קבלה לעצמו, אלא שיהיו זקים, הנקרא בחינת השפעה. מה שאין כן, אם אין הדירה נאה, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אין אני והוא יכולים לדור במדור אחד. מטעם שצריך להיות השתוות הצורה בין האור להכלי. לכן, בזמן שהאדם מקבל על עצמו את בחינת אמונה, בבחינת הטהרה, בין במוחה ובין בליבה, אז הוא זוכה לאישה נאה. היינו, שהשכינה הקדושה מתגלית אליו, בבחינת הן ויופי. וזה מרהיב את דעתו של אדם. היינו שעל ידי התענוג והשמחה שמרגיש אז, בא מהתגלות השכינה הקדושה בתוך האיברים. הוא ממלא את הכלים החיצוניים והפנימיים. וזה נקרא הרחבת הדעת.
This is called broadening the mind. Obtaining that is through envy, lust, and honor, which bring one out of this world. Envy means through envy in the Holy Shekhinah, divinity, regarded as zeal in the zeal of the Lord of hosts. Honor means that one wants to increase the glory of heaven. And lust is by way of thou hast heard the desire of the humble.
We're building a kli for the revelation of the light. The light, the bestowal of the Creator onto us, is in complete rest. Shining on everyone equally, unchanging. We're inside Him. He fills us from the inside, from the outside. There's no free space, meaning there's no place where He does not exist. There's nothing that can hide Him, that can conceal Him, that can be instead of Him, or that there's something else there and there's no light there for that reason. No such thing. No such place. It's a force that, first of all, exists everywhere and keeps everything and turns everything. Everything that happens, happens because of that. Because of the light. And everything that happens is how to discover Him fully. But like we've learned in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, it's in the three states, first, second, and third, that our work is especially in the second state, where we operate ourselves in free choice. We're searching, we're in different states of concealment, confusions, despair. And specifically out of the search, that at night on my bed, this is how we look for him. Until we find the connection between us and the light, that this place where we start connecting with them is called Shechina, divinity, meaning that in it the Shochen, the dweller, is revealed. It is revealed according to the quality of the Shechina, meaning the quality of our Kli, where this quality, it has to be adapted to the light according to the law of equivalence of form. Between the light and the vessel, accordingly the intensity of the light is revealed in the vessel. The Kli, as the Malchut, determines how and to what extent can it reveal the light, at what intensity and which quality. And in order to come closer to it, we have envy, lust, and honor. These qualities in our will to receive, operating in our will to receive, like any other quality, it could be in order to receive or in order to bestow. So, in order to receive, we know how it works. Envy, lust, and honor, they increase a person's egoistic desire, and he's pulled to using, exploiting others, and in envy, in the spiritual envy, lust, and honor, meaning that by that, wanting to approach the form of bestowal, like the light. Therefore, it follows that envy, lust, and honor operate in the opposite way, that they increase the intention to bestow. Because of the envy that he envies, and so on. That's really how it works. There he used to envy the materialistic things, and here he envies spiritual things. There he envies that it seems to him that someone is getting something, and here he envies whoever seems to him that he is bestowing more. And therefore, each and every righteous is integrated in the canopy of his friend. And the masach, the canopy, the chuppah, it's the bigger it is, the more bestowing one is. And so, in the group, we have to awaken each other. Therefore, don't work modestly, but show everyone how, on the contrary, I succeed in what I want to do in order to bestow. I'm really cleaved on to it, and not to show that I'm indifferent. That's on high levels, like with Kotzk Chassids, like we read about, that they had the opposite custom of showing each other disregard and the group and the work of the Creator and the studying. Why? To give the other the meaning. First of all, they were already in bestowal, and each one of them stimulated the others in the opposite way, just like we're doing now directly. We're giving to each other. So if I'm under the control of the will to receive, the control of the ego, I have to be shown exalted matters in order to bestow, that everyone's already advancing. And where are we? And so I follow them. If I'm already in order to bestow, in order to help me find the deficiency, like someone old who's looking for whatever, for something that he has lost, meaning that I awaken the dawn. And so the group helps me in terms of showing me disrespect toward the work of the Creator and so on, and then it helps me to quickly look for where are there further chesronot through which I can ascend in accordance with what helps the ascent, in any case, only in that direction. Questions?
Кли исправленное это и шхина.
Кли обетукан, уа шхина.
The corrected kli vessel, is that divinity shchina?
Yes, but the corrected kli is the sum total of the different desires which are ready to give themselves up in order to connect, and in that connection to discover the Creator, and by doing so to feel that they're giving him contentment. I'm getting many letters about the Congress with many good questions. It is not in my ability to answer them. And therefore, I'm asking, please ask now, if there are good questions about how to get organized, about the Congress itself, about the education, please put them into the scrutiny cycle. Otherwise, they keep on writing, and I see that they nonetheless have questions. So I'm turning now to all of our groups in Israel and especially around the world. Please write to the question people on CAP TV, and we will scrutinize your questions.
Ken.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what deeds increase the envy in the friends?
We have to see the friend, and you have to know how to work with them. I have to be an actor for this. I have to do it in an indirect way. Maybe I can also awaken some envy in him directly. Yesterday I read such a thing, I want to show you. I'm kind of tired, I didn't sleep, I went to sleep very late because I read this excellent thing from Shamati, different such things. But in a way that really it seems correct. You have to be kind of an actor. Meaning, if you're really concerned about awakening him, about setting him on fire, and it's not in favor of the friend, because as always, as usual, eventually it is in your favor. By starting to show them that you're very meticulous, cleaved onto the path, you truly become cleaved onto the path. This example, for you, it becomes a second nature. Try it. If you do it in their favor, for sure that very quickly this is how you'll be. Once, twice, really, and you'll see that you yourself, you're drawn to take those actions that you told them that you're doing. Even if you didn't do that. But you did it in their favor. It already comes back to you in a way that almost effortlessly you start taking these actions. You'll see. Yes.
Pasha from Moscow asks, how to be jealous of a friend if the ego doesn't let you? Even if objectively he does invest more.
Meaning, still, I'm not envious of them. It's impossible. Impossible. It's a sign that they're not cunning enough. You know, when two friends as if talk next to the third friend as if they didn't see that he's there, and they're like talking, you remember how we talked about this yesterday, about how to advance like this and like that, you know, like throwing two words, and you really have to be cunning in this respect. It's part of the education. Just like you do with the children, you have to play with the friends. By doing so, we're actually fighting our ego. You're not working against the person. You're working against his ego, towards which he is weak. So you're giving him a shoulder to lean on. But you have to twist them so he'll really become, so he'll really be all burning, that he'll want to advance.
Vladimir from the Ukraine is asking, can you be jealous of anybody you want, or you have to be envious of everyone? The friends are the creator.
We're talking about envy toward the friend's spiritual advancement. We're envious of... Yesterday I was at home, and they did something together, and today they're talking about it, and they're all excited. I didn't hear, but they talked between them about some important things. I didn't pay attention, but somehow they connected between them. I have to feel that my ego needs to jump. It has to see where it loses.
Questions about the Congress. Continuing what you said, a student from Azerbaijan asks, what is the difference between the two congresses, the Arava and the Zohar, and which one of them should I try to come to? Where can I buy tickets? Also, people are asking in general about how to be organized towards the congresses.
First of all, what's happening on our site? I don't know.
And he also, somebody in Iran is asking, where can you find details about the Arvut Congress?
On Sviva Tova, you have everything. We talked about this yesterday. All details on Sviva Tova. That's how it's called in all languages? Okay.
What is the difference between the congresses?
The difference is that the first congress, which is the Arava Congress, is a congress only for those that are with us for a long time now. Especially the Congress for our veteran friends, both from Israel and also from overseas. That's the Arava Congress. The Education Congress that we'll have immediately 2 days. We'll have the Arava Congress for 2 days, and immediately after the Education Congress for 2 days. This is especially a congress on which people that work in integral education will participate on. People who are involved in integral education in any form, to some extent. And it is worthwhile for them to participate because we're preparing an entire plan for 2 days. How? Within 2 days. We're getting organized for broad dissemination to the masses, to the world, that will come after the Congress. Meaning with respect to the masses. That's with respect to the great audiences. That's the Educational Congress. So there we have
to gather people who are teachers, educators, operators, organizers of all of our circles in education. And other people will find no use there. They still have to go through all this themselves. Meaning, the people coming there are people that are coming after the different forms of, after participating in different forms of integral education. These are already, to some extent, experienced people. This is the integral education course that's going to be 2 days after. It's a 2-day congress that will come after the Arava Congress. Maybe there will be people coming to the Arava Congress and they have nothing to do with the integral education, so we'll send them to for a journey in the north, in the south, or is he here? No, he's overseas. So write him, please, that people that aren't really connected to education for these 2 days will organize a field trip for them. But nonetheless, it's a pretty limited congress. It's more or less for the advancement. And then the Zohar Congress, that's for everyone. Open for everyone. I recommend everyone, both for the TV viewers in Israel and to all the friends that are out there in the world, to come to this Congress, the Zohar Congress. Anyone from any group that comes, anyone. It's for everyone. It's a congress where both will have with the wisdom of Kabbalah and education. The main thing is that everything's around the Book of Zohar. How? The power immersed in the Book of Zohar helps each and every one of us and humanity all together to come out of the crisis and discover the upper world, corrected life, and to reach the purpose of creation, the root of the soul. No, it depends on how you call it. That's the Zohar Congress. Therefore, the people that are not a part of the integral education, I recommend them to come only to the Zohar Congress. People that are in the integral education, of course, it is worthwhile for them to come even to the Arava. Meaning, the deeper a person is with us on our actions, this disturbance, it helps us, should help us come and be together. From Romania, question. How should we get organized in the smaller groups, people that can't come to the congresses? How should we organize the mere congresses? How should it be? How should it work? Write this too. How to organize the mirror congresses correctly. So he should get on Suva Tova and we'll write all those things there. AB from the graduate program in the Philippines is asking whether the group in North America is working in correspondence with the Israeli group about the integral education and so on. This is exactly why we're having the 2 days of the educational congress in order for all the people to come and participate with us in it.
Mark from Salt Lake City in Utah is asking, will there be an opportunity to develop personal connections with the friends in Israel in order to later collaborate in integral education? Or is it important to develop such prolonged personal connections for that. Personal connections, prolonged personal connections, I don't know. Integral education, you know, it's not going to end until the final correction. Integral education is what we have to do upon ourselves and the whole world in order to ascend the 125 degrees. Very simple. However, now we're not talking about that because we still have confusion about it. But later, when we're going to read the text together, or the Zohar, we're going to do inner work, and we're going to feel how much this entire idealization depends on our connection, our coming together, and then your whole education becomes the foundation for the realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the revelation of the Creator. That in the realization, the implementation of the education, you discover everything. Let's move on to the next part. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.